Hello. Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's workshop, which is called Unapologetically You, How to Double Your Social Media Impressions Through Master Communication. I am excited for us to get started talking about this really important topic, which is how to be unapologetically you. I mean, you kind of hear that thing, fake it till you make it, but eventually that's not going to work. You have to be able to be your authentic self. And today we're going to focus on how to double your social media impressions through master communication as you. So in today's dynamic work environment, mastering what many people call soft skills, or what I call power skills, is essential for personal and professional success. And so in this workshop today, we're going to be diving into three crucial skills: approachability, active listening, and body language. You are going to gain practical insights and techniques which will enhance your interpersonal effectiveness. It also can lead to building stronger relationships and also foster a more positive work environment. So how are we going to do all of this? It is by welcoming in our esteemed guest today. So please help me welcome James Elliott. James is someone who guides entrepreneurs to self-mastery so you can overcome obstacles that stop people from reaching seven-figure success. If to have more travel, learning, and fulfillment, spending quality time with people. James, you do a lot of different things. As I look at your bio here, I mean, it goes on and on with the different things that you've been able to accomplish over your career.
Thank you.
Are just so excited because you've been helping businesses succeed for more than two decades. Your passion is to teach people and help other people find a way to win. James is an international speaker and a podcaster and philanthropist. Everybody, please welcome James.
Thank you, everyone, Sharon and all. Pleasure to be here, that's for sure. Love doing this, love teaching, sharing value with people, and making my difference in the world as big as I can, and helping all of you make your difference in the world as big as you can as well. So awesome to be here, excited, and can't wait to share some really cool stuff with you, that's for sure.
So what are some things that are the biggest blocks to people succeeding as business owners or as professionals?
It's a really good point. It's you know, a lot of people ask me this, like, what are the blocks? What get in the way for you? And really one of the biggest things is not being unapologetically you. And good news, that's what we're going to talk about today. One of the blocks is authenticity. People buy from people they like, they trust, and they feel that get them, understand them, and that they resonate with. So trying to be too perfect, or what will people think about me, and hiding the real you, it's actually like repellent. It's like client repellent.
Or it's like,
okay. You're like, you sprayed yourself in client repellent. Have you ever been on a date where someone has too much cologne or too much perfume? I'm like, I'm getting a headache. I need to end this date early. It's literally like that. And just the lack of authenticity and just being real. Right. If you think about it, all the stuff we see on the internet these days, and all that, there's so much BS, right? There's some great people out there. There's so much BS and fake this, fake that. Look at my house and my car, and it's not there as they've rented it or stolen it or whatever. And people really resonate with real, especially these days. Not perfect anything. So my invitation is, forget about being perfect. There is none. And people will not resonate with perfect because people are not perfect. People have our own fears and worries and self-sabotage, hang-ups, doubts. They need someone that is a real human being that said, you know, I was there too. Oh, and it sucked. I had all this stuff going on and this and that. It sucked. And guess what? I did this stuff and now I'm here. So if you're there and you want to be here where I am, come work with me. Come learn. Come join me. And that's really what you want to put out there versus I'm so perfect. Look at me in my limo and look at me. I'm so perfect. And I got 50 million filters on. So I don't even look like the real me. People do not resonate with that anymore. There's a lot of studies on this, by the way, too. A lot of science that, you know, perfect does not resonate with people. Whatever you're doing to be perfect, too curated, too edited, too filtered, too makeup, too fake, you know, it's so that's one of the biggest things.
Yeah. You're not approachable if you're too perfect, right? Oh. Right. It's no way it's hard to connect with someone who seems all way too buttoned up and too polished almost. You start to scrutinize that a little bit, right?
Your little radar goes off. They seem a little too perfect. Danger. You know, it's like red alert. And you know, bullshit detector, you know, and then we don't trust them, we don't buy. And if you've had a conversation that seemed to go well, but people don't buy, maybe they didn't feel safe with you, didn't resonate with you, they felt you were too far ahead or too different than them as well. So again, be raw and real. There was a video I saw. It was a short, and she's like, what people think my life is like on social media. And she has different, you know, 30 seconds of reels of her being, you know, in the gym every day and eating perfect and looking fit and all and super happy. And then the second half of the reel was her, what you know, really happens in life sometimes. It was her like being crying. And it was very real, very authentic. Her being crying, no makeup on, you know, in bed, miserable, you know, skipping the gym, eating junk food, you know, and it was a very, very good and authentic and real video. You're like, holy crap, this is a real person. And just my connection with her and my likability and trust with her went through the roof. Versus, look at me, I'm perfect, 50 filters. I look this good getting out of bed every day with no shower. You know, it's just too much BS, and it will turn people off because people know better these days. People are smarter than that.
James, do you think that's why so many big brands, like world famous brands, use influencers? Because influencers are so real and they're not like this highly produced commercial. Exactly. Instead, you have a real person using the product in their real life.
I would absolutely agree. And you're right. Instead of this curated, perfect, happy family, you know, we're all eating Smarties or you know, Wheaties or whatever in the morning. And we're a happy family. We're all happy and a fake smile. Yeah. I mean, that's no one like anymore. No one. And so to your point, influencers, raw and real, maybe too curated or too perfect or not, at least, yeah, they're a person versus this big, huge conglomerate that we really don't care about, have no resonance with, as long as our, you know, Shreddies or cornflakes taste good in the morning. I absolutely agree. I think you're 100% spot on. That's why they you know, smartened up to, oh, we need something raw and real. So I would encourage everyone to be that yourself. You don't have to open the kimono and show them every wound and scar and blemish on yourself. And I would be vulnerable, be open. It works on dates too, by the way, which is a whole other tangent. Works great on dates. Again, don't open the kimono, but like, you know, be real and share some of your, you know, your flaws and imperfections. I was here. Oh my God, it sucked. Now I'm here. This is what I learned, you know, and so I'm a real person too. It's like, I'm a real boy, like Pinocchio. Right? Like
Pinocchio. So what about when this translates to a business owner who would be interested in really putting themselves out there and they want to get started with maybe making videos or even doing like a live stream to connect to potential customers? And there's that whole thing with, I hate watching myself on video or what? How do you get past all of that and just do it?
I got a brilliant and easy solution because you're right. So many people are just, you know, and there's a question in the chat. Do you have to project an image? And sure, like I'm not wearing, you know, I'm a wife beater. I'm representing my brand. Sometimes I feel like putting a blazer on. Sometimes it's more summer colors today, so I'm not. Represent your brand. Be professional. However the people are that you connect with. Maybe a blazer, it does not connect with them. Maybe a funny hat does. Right. And it's such a good question, Sharon. And here's an easy answer, and you're gonna love it because it's easy. Yes, people's biggest fear is public speaking and doing video. What will they think of me? Oh my God, what will people say? Will they hate it? Will my friends think it's dumb? And will they look bad and this and that? So again, this is to your earlier question, Sharon. Also one of the biggest things that limits us, caring, giving a crap about what other people think about us. And there will always be haters and always people telling you that won't work or this is bad or otherwise. And be careful because some of these saboteurs are your friends, your family, and some of your closest people you know that will sabotage you. And I can get into the psychology of why that happens if there's time later, or again, check out some of my shorts and my long form about why the closest people that should want us to do better do that. Anyways, going to my point there, let's pop, I'm gonna pop some slides up here and just show you and give you a little bit of visuals too. Let's pop through here as well. So, okay. To win, become apologetically you, become a master of communication. We can talk about that later because I want to get to your question. Become highly, authentically influential and persuasive. So again, that authenticity, that influence, and that being unapologetically you will create the, it's one of the pinnacles to create these things, right? And continually invest in yourself. Courses, trainings, programs. If you want customers to spend a lot of money on you, then you need to spend, air quotes, a lot of money, or invest in yourself. Invest wisely, constantly, every day, month, week, year, in something to yourself. It's been one of the big pinnacles and pillars of my success. It's continuously investing in myself and candidly a lot of money. And I love it. I would trade it for the world. I've grown and learned so much. And this is the man I am now. This is the business leader I am now. So, okay. How to do it. And to answer your exact question, Sharon, you know, what to do and how do we stop worrying what people think? It's our biggest fear. So number one, be you, be okay being you. People do not connect with perfect vanilla, plain Jane, watered down. So we don't piss anyone off. Like just, you know, well, I got to say this. And my biggest aha was that if I'm like, I really want to share this today. This is important. My aha today, or I think people need to hear this today, but oh, what if some people don't like this? Or what if it's not totally politically correct? It seems you can't say anything today. What if? And I hear that in my head. I know I need to do it. I know I need to create that video, that post, because it's powerful. If there's a chance it may piss someone off, again, this is not permission to be a jerk, but if it may, then it means it has power. It's a powerful message, a pointed message. My invitation is to go and shoot it right then and there. Avoid making it perfect. Just again, if you think someone may not like it, it may ruffle some feathers. And you're speaking to the people you want to speak to or the past version of you. My invitation is to please go do it. So why are we getting nervous? Why are we scared? What will people think? Or will it look good or bad on video? It's because you're making it all about you. So instead, it's so easy. Make it all about them. How do I give them my best? What do these people need that I want to serve, I want to support? How do I help them? What do they need? And give that to them when you're doing a presentation, a webinar, a speech, a video, versus being in our heads, I hope they like me. Are they going to buy after this thing? I hope they pay me money. I hope this works. I hope my neighbors don't see me. I hope people don't chirp me and hate on my messages. And what if, and all the stuff probably from your parents echoing your head. What would people say? What would people think that your mom or dad or grandparents probably said when you're misbehaving as a kid? That crap gets stored in our brain, by the way. And we need to clean that out. That's one of the things I do. And that will hold you back because that voice is, what will people think? What will people say? Right? And to, again, stop making it all about you. Make it all about them. Again, I guess that answers the previous question in the chat. What image do you need to reject? Well, an image that will have them resonate with it, that will have them appreciate you, respect you, and that will vibe with them. If your people don't all wear suits and ties, for heaven's sakes, avoid wearing suits and ties. If they do, well, then obviously. So again, make it all about them. What do they need? How do I support them the best? What can I give them? What advice can I give them? How do they need it delivered? Do I need to give them tough love? Do I need this post to be a little lighter? Do I need to be serious with this one? If you're scared and worried, what will people think? You're making it all about you, which is a problem because people don't resonate with that. You know, people are self-centered and they want what's going to help them, right? So that's one of the biggest things I would say.
So let's talk about the next piece, which might seem counterintuitive. Okay, we're talking about how to extend your message, but to be a great communicator, you also have to be really good at active listening. So let's unpack that a little bit, James.
For sure. I like that.
What do you mean by that?
So it's a great question. To be a great communicator, again, we need to be great listeners as well. And that could answer some of the questions in the chat too. What do I post? How do I post? Will people like this? Won't they like it? Pay attention to what people are looking for and what they're giving you feedback on, and be really careful of the ego. Again, be careful of the haters as well, but careful of the ego as well. It may be good feedback, even if it's wrapped up in barbed wire sometimes. It can be good feedback from people. And to communicate confidently and powerfully and be sure of yourself. That's why a lot of my programs for entrepreneurs scaling from being an established entrepreneur up to seven figures, that's why a lot of it is on personal mastery and self-mastery. Because if you're too scared to get on video, you probably won't make a lot of money. Unfortunately, sorry to say, you probably won't make a ton of money. Video is king and key, and people need to taste us, touch us, try us before they spend $1,000 or $10,000 with you. So video is a great experiential way to do that. Video can support really all four types of communicators as well. So listen, video, I'll say it again, will support all four types of communicators. If you're not doing video, you're missing, I would say, at least probably 40 to 80% of communicators if you're not using video.
Can you explain what the four types of communicators are, James?
Sure can, yes. And then we'll dive in more to your question because it's a great one. So there's visuals. People like visual stuff. So again, a text post will resonate with a visual. Then there's an auditories. A text post will likely not. They want to either hear it on a podcast or hear it on a live show like this. And great, there's video, there's action, great. Then there's a kinesthetic person, that kinesthetic learner. They learn by doing, by experiencing, by being taken through something, e.g. a video. You say, try this. I'm going to give you all a breathing technique, an experience, which will the kinesthetics will love, and all of you will love this. And again, there's the auditory digitals, the people that love facts, mountains of data, statistics. They love this stuff. Bores me to tears, but they love this stuff. And I've come up with a really cool content, a posting framework to make sure you hit all these people. But again, video will help ensure that you can hit all these people. If you just do a text post, and even a visual will like some pictures. So put a picture in your text post too, heaven forbid, one or two pictures as well, because that'll help the visual have a visual versus just only reading. So those are the four major communication styles. And if you're not using video, you're missing, I would say, again, 40 to 80%, which is, well, it's huge. Up to you. You want to make more money. Yeah.
Can I share a quick story with you, James, and to our viewers today about a number of years ago? And this was back when people were just starting to use video on websites and on social media. Actually, this was at the dawn of how social media exploded, back when probably like 2009, 2010. And I had a client who was a physician. He and his partner were physicians, and they were in a line of work in infertility medicine. And in the United States, in many of our states, fertility is not covered by insurance. So it's cash out of the patient's pocket, right? And in our region, we have 5 fertility centers. So a ton of competition. Nothing. So how do you get this, my client, to be noticed amongst that sea of providers? And so what we did is we created a bunch of video content, and it was based on listening to what patients or prospective patients were asking, like the FAQs, like what are the frequently asked questions that your potential customer has. And I simply put each physician on camera, nothing fancy, and just filmed them answering these questions. And then we created a gallery of all of these frequently asked questions. It also helped with the search engine optimization because we had it all transcribed. But then here's where the rubber meets the road. Mm-hmm. When a patient would come, make an appointment, and meet with the doctor always said, "How'd you hear about us? How did you decide to make an appointment with us?" Mm-hmm. And over again, these patients were saying, "Well, I watched a video of you on your website. You seemed friendly. You mm-hmm. seemed to know what you were talking about. I felt like I met you." Bang, 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 bang. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. That is the recipe for creating a relationship before you even meet your potential customer, right?
It's true. It's true. It is true. It's super interesting. By the way, if you're not sure what to post for your people, there was a question in my head. It was something I'd like to watch as the audience. My suggestion is your niche, your best niche and target, an avatar is the past version of you. Talk about being fully authentic. You were there. You grew through this. Now you're here. Talk to the old version of you. You want some content? Talk to the old version of you. And what you can do, ask ChatGPT. Go ChatGPT. Hello. I always say please and thank you. That way when the robots enslave us, maybe I'll be head slave. and I say, please give me the top desires, pains, and challenges and outcomes that, you know, XYZ want, or the XYZ and your insert, like, you know, I don't know, women 30 to 50 who are corporate executives, whatever your target market is. And they'll give you, and you can say, please put this in a table format. And they'll give you a table of desires, pain, and just talk to mm-hmm. all them in your different posts. You'll never run out of things to post. Talk to all those things, not all at once, but one post is talking to one pain, one post is talking to one desire, or one pain and a desire.
And of course, James, you can put this into Big View's AI writer.
Exactly, right? Correct.
You can do the whole thing on the one platform.
Without even going anywhere, correct.
You
correct.
Don't even have to leave the Big View platform. You ask, please write the top five things that new graduates from business school should know about social media today. And then record your video right there.
Exactly. Just right there. Exactly. Use the chat on, exactly. Use the AI in Big View. And I love that. Leah, I love the comments there. Your target is a past version of you. It's the most people, what is my purpose? Who do I help? What is my niche or avatar? It's the past version of you. Why do you think you went through all that stuff and learning and crap in the first place? Talk to them. Talk to the old version of you. What did I need to know? What didn't I know? What didn't I know that if I knew that, oh my God, my life would be instantly perfect. Talk to the old version of you. Boom, there's your content.
So as we, our other ways would be to, and this is one of the greatest things about social media is couldn't you, to essentially actively listen to your potential audience, put out a post saying, give me your top challenges that you're facing right now in your business.
Exactly.
And could you then actively listen to the responses and create content from that?
You got it. You got it. I love having people, inviting people to comment and post because your posts will go viral. Facebook or whatever will think, oh, great, this is people commenting. And exactly. You're gonna ask questions. Hey, here's the five tips to have, I don't know, a better booty or something if you're a fitness expert. And, you know, and then what do you think? Chime in. What do you all think? Or what is your number one tip or the best tip that helps you build a better booty or whatever? and have people comment and again, ask questions to share, not to share, ask questions like Sharon was saying, and really engage with people. Again, the more people comment, the more your stuff goes viral, which is great. And yes, listen what people say. You know, I had a couple of people chirping on me a post, this was a year ago, and oh, you don't know what it's like. I'm like, actually I do, because I was there. But you know, I made sure to have the ego not get too much in the way. Okay, people are they're thinking other people don't know what it's like, or that no one else knows what it's like, or etc. So I'm listening still, even to the people chirping me. How could I take this, unwrap the barbed wire, and okay, what do people? What are they really asking for? What do they really need? Maybe it's to be understood. Maybe it's to know I understand them. So I post a little bit more about my past, being hello, vulnerable and authentic. And then again, the same people would comment, holy crap, I didn't know that about you. Or wow, that's great advice. Thank you. You sound just like me.
Right, yeah. So. You know, sometimes hearing the message from the naysayers can be a whole new avenue for content, right? Okay. One time I do a talk about being the CEO of your own health. And I've had a health challenge in the past and family members of mine, and how you really have to take charge of your own health and not just rely on your once a year physical exam. And I put out on this post that I'm a big believer in eating organic fruits and vegetables. Well, then someone commented and said, well, that's all so nice for you, privileged girl. I can't afford to buy organic. And rather than get angry, I said, I hear you. There are a lot of people who feel the same way, that it's too expensive. However, I can tell you unequivocally that chemotherapy costs way more than organic fruits and vegetables.
So does having crappy health. So does having crappy health. And again, exactly to your point, Sharon, you could say, hey, you know, top places to find organic food cheaper. You know, you could, like, you know, do you a post on that, or how to grow your own organic food, or you know, you've probably heard of the Dirty Dozen, the Clean 15, obviously. It's sure. Like, hey, what foods just absolutely should be organic, covered in pesticides if they're not, and what foods, like maybe like an avocado, it's got a shell you don't eat, maybe, okay, eat regular avocados, or tips to be able to eat organic without breaking your budget, or hey, maybe eat, you know, go to a farmer, and if they don't spray there, then maybe you could eat those instead of being certified or whatever. There's a million ways to do it. I love Sharon's example. Listen to people's feedback and think, what do they need? What are they asking for? Between the words, what are they actually saying and asking for? And it's genius. I love what Sharon just said. You know, read between
the words. That's the way to come up with even more content, right? That's really a strong way to, not that you're trying to persuade, or I mean, sometimes I believe everybody should be eating fresher, more organic foods, but that's my opinion. Not everybody has the ability or access to that, and that's a huge problem. But anyhow, that really listening to both the positive and negative, and then extracting potential content pieces from that. Each one of those engaged comments could be a whole new video, right?
It's so true. It's so true. And I always say you're going to pay either way. You can either pay now for your health with better food, better exercise, whatever, or you can pay later with crappy health. You're going to pay one way or another. You just decide when you want to do it. And if you want to pay when you're exhausted and burnt out and tired and achy, or you pay now, have a kick-ass life, have more energy to put into your videos, put into your business, put into helping people, and then you will be rich anyway. Well, I'll use the word as rich. You will be rich and abundant anyways. And you're like, cool, organic food all day long. So food for thought.
So we've talked about approachability, active listening. The third pillar that we wanted to cover today is body language. Mm-hmm. So tell us what your thoughts are, James, on being unapologetically you and how that manifests itself in your body language and how you present to the world.
Great, great question, Sharon. Great question. And again, being unapologetically, you will create more powerful, more confident body language too. In fact, part of my courses is on body language, how to read it and how to get data from it when you're seeing it in people, and then how to exude powerful body language and how to avoid these killer mistakes that'll have people shut down, whether you're on video, whether you're in person. So the body language is great. I love it. And speaking of body language too, maybe have something that's a bit different from you. You all may have seen this gentleman, really funny guy. He gives you daily reminders, got a gravelly voice, talks like this, millions of followers, and he's got a gravelly voice, really cool dude. And he's got sunglasses on, but they're not on, they're up here. And when he does his 1 minute thing, and he's like, you know, have a great day, or remember, whatever. And he'll go, and his sunglasses will come up here and down here. And he'll be like, and he'll like slide off to the side. Have your thing. It's I can't remember his name. He's hilarious. He's like, and the sunglasses go down, and then it kind of slides out of the scene. You know, have something fun. Have your own shtick if you want, whatever it is, right? If you want, optional, not required, certainly. It does make it a little more fun and a little more memorable, and I think it's hilarious. So I'm like, oh, that got to follow this guy. And then his content was very valuable.
Do you have a little body language shtick or a little go-to kind of thing that you use, James?
I probably do. I mean, you've probably heard me say a few times on here, listen. And that's often my listen. I often do, if I'm making a point, I'll spreading the table. It's like, this is very important. Like, you guys got to listen and got to understand this. So sometimes it's spreading the tablecloth or listen kind of thing. Do I have the sunglasses? Maybe I should have something like that. But not yet. So great question. Not yet. And again, communication. Most of all, if you've heard that communication is mostly tone and even a greater percentage body language.
Yes. Right?
Most of our communication is body language. I can say, nice shirt, or nice shirt. I've said the same thing four or five different ways, same word, excuse me, four or five different ways with different meanings entirely. Sure. So it comes out in your tone, your body language, whether you're confident, whether you're not. So that's why I always advocate for personal development, working on yourself and self-mastery. I live and breathe this stuff. It's so important to scaling to seven figures and beyond, right? And being happy there too, versus being rich and broken, which in my opinion is not successful at all. If you have no time or no health or no friends, no family, and you're rich, that is not success. I don't want that life. I don't want your life. No respect, no disrespect, but I don't want your life. I want a life of abundance and friends and family, fun, giving back, and fulfilling. And I think that's the way to be happy. And yes, let's have an abundant life. We can give back and do all kinds of cool stuff. So what happens is our body will not lie. Your body doesn't lie. And if you observe other people too, their body doesn't lie. Now, this is not a body language or lie detection course. People's bodies do not lie. They may say something. A lot of people will say this. You know, I'm the best whatever on the internet. I've got such great opinions and great advice. You can count on me. And you see it all the time. Now you'll see it. Now that I mention it, you'll see it everywhere. Be very, very careful what your body language is doing, and it's not counteracting or negating what you're saying. So that's number one. That's number one. It may do that with a head shake or a gentle nod when they're saying something. I would never do that to you. So it's fascinating watching body language.
It has to work congruently with whatever the message is. Otherwise, people aren't going to believe it.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. That will turn people off, send them away, despite it being a great talk. The other thing too, how your body will tell the truth. If you're nervous, you're anxious as well, people will see it, they'll hear it, they'll get it. So again, working on ourselves, being confident, and again, forgetting what people think about you, forgetting what people worry, stopping the worry as well. And that will help you have more powerful body language. I have a breathing technique we'll get to in a little bit that will help you be more present, calm, powerful, confident, and grounded. Again, stop worrying about people, what they think. Forget about being perfect. People, again, don't resonate with it. So there's no point anyways. And I'll teach you a little tool too. If you do make a mistake, because we're, heaven forbid, we make a mistake. And I used to reshoot my videos all over again. I don't even bother. I say, rather, blah, 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 blah. And I'll continue. Or I'll step to the side. I'll say, easy for him to say if I stumble over, and then I'll step back in. And it's fun. It's funny. It also dissociates you from the easy for him to say, dissociates you from the mistake as well. So it's like
bloopers. I mean, like people love a blooper, right? I mean, it's okay. And I love your tip about rather. When I was a newscaster, I learned that from watching the weather people, the meteorologists. So for example, they would stand in front of the green wall and she might say, today it's going to be a high of 52, rather 56 degrees. So they make the correction in real time without apologizing, without saying, oh, sorry, I meant to say, oh, I made a mistake. Exactly. They just rather their way out of it.
Unapologetically, you, exactly. Exactly. So you make a mistake, big deal. It's raw, it's real, it's human versus perfectly created, doing 100 takes, trying to get someone, oh my God, talk about a waste of time. 100 takes, trying to make something perfect. Use Big View, you tweak it, edit if you want, cut things out that are really bad. You have the Big View tools, of course, to do that.
Sure.
If it's little mistakes, it's up to you.
A couple little things. Now, I really want to hear about this breathing technique because most people, 97% of people get nervous before speaking, whether it's in person or on camera like now. And that's okay. In my view, if you're nervous, it means you care about what you're doing. And it's about your audience and not you. But how do we quell those nerves using your breathing technique, James?
Great question. So, and by the way, this will also help you flow better, be more creative to help the stuff you're speaking on stage, on camera, wherever, live webinar. It'll make it flow from you as well because your subconscious and conscious are connected versus trying to do all the things you're doing with your 5% of your conscious brain instead of and recruiting the 95% of your subconscious brain. So it's called 4-7-8 breathing. One of the best breathing techniques I've ever found.
Four, say it again.
Yes, 4-7-8.
8. Okay.
And what it is you inhale for 4, you hold it for 7, which gives you a sense of control over the body, and you exhale over 8. Why do you do this? Why does it work? Well, the neuroscience behind it is inhaling, we use more of our sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight. Exhaling, we use more of the parasympathetic, rest and digest and just kind of chill and flow. That way, by doubling the exhale, you're doubling the time you're in rest and digest. So, heck, everyone do 2 of them with me. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Hold it for 7, 6, 1,000, 5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 2, 1. Slowly exhale over 8, 7. Listen to my voice, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's 1. You see the sound of my power and the resonance of my voice now?
Yeah.
You know, do that before you do videos, speaking, tough talk, interview, sales, anything. You will be a different person. I'm even speaking slower now too. I often get very
excited. It's changed. Wow. It changes the tenor and how you're coming across. Wow.
That was 1. Do 3, 4, 5, 6.
How many would you recommend people do before they hit the record button?
Honestly, you could do 3, 4, 5, 6. As long as you're present, grounded, and you're in a place where I feel better, I'm powerful, you're out of your head. A couple of people mentioned in the chat that just being in our head, wondering what to do, will I like this? Will people like this? Will they resonate with it? Will people hate on it? A lot of that stuff, most of it, in fact, will go away. 4, 7, 8, and just it sinks you right down. It bridges your conscious and subconscious mind. So instead of trying to be great with 5% of your brain, you can do it with 100% of your brain, way more creative, way more calm, powerful, present. It flows. It's easy. You just do give your best. Oh my gosh. Talk about making a huge, huge difference. Try it. Please love it. And teach it to other people. It is incredible. I didn't invent it. However, I use it and it's, can't sleep at night. Do some 4, 7, 8 breathing as well.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you this question, James. Have you ever combined this breathing technique with Amy Cuddy's technique about getting big with the power pose? I love an Amy Cuddy power pose. I either do Wonder Woman or YMCA to add that extra boost of confidence. Do you think that's an actual thing?
I think so too. I think so. I mean, Amy's got a great book for people that haven't heard of her called Presence. A great book called Presence. I loved it. And again, to your point, Sharon, there is science showing that power posing, you know, hands on hips, fists on hips, however you do it, you know, head up, chest up, head high.
Yeah.
Literally 2 or 3 minutes will completely change your entire state. I've seen it happen in literally 20 to 30 seconds.
Wow.
And yeah. And I mean, if you do this, standing head high and try to be sad, it doesn't work so well.
No.
Not at all. Versus if you're slouched down, oh, I'm a bored teenager or whatever, and you try to get excited, do it with me at home. Yay! Yeehaw! Woo! It's hard to get excited. So when you're doing video on the phone, either sit, not rigid, but erect, or stand as well, stand and communicate in a way that's powerful. I mean, you even your breath, you can breathe versus talk about disempowered speaking, communication, videos, sales, you name it. So there we go. And yes, I love that. The power posing, 4, 7, 8 breathing, doing it at the same time if you want. Wow, a change in your power and your presence and even effectiveness of using your diaphragm to speak versus only using your throat. And it sounds like you're hoarse, you run out of air. Versus using your diaphragm, I can go on speaking for a minute or two. It's powerful. It's easy. I'm not constricting and ruining my vocal cords. If you're doing a lot of speaking, videos, training, live stuff, sometimes I'm speaking for 8, 9 hours a day. If I use my vocal cords all day long, I'd be fried.
That
so
would
there
be,
we go.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
Your voice is your instrument, right? It's one of the things that I wonder if any of our viewers have ever watched Julian Treasure's TED Talk. James, I'd be curious if he's done a couple. One of them has millions of views. And he says the human voice It's the instrument we all play. It can start a war or say, I love you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like that gives me chill bumps because it really speaks to the power of communication. Yeah. And words should not be cheap. Words matter and we should make the most of them, but also be real, right? Yeah. Yeah. Just like all the things. Now, as we come to the close of our hour, I believe that you have a nice giveaway for our viewers today. And would love for you to tell us a little bit more about it.
Absolutely. And I love Big View and all you out there in Big View Land so much. I've given you two, in fact. There's two awesome
two giveaways.
There's two. Deux, dos, whatever you is in deux, dos. That's about all the languages I know. here we are on the screen here. There is the 8 keys that transform business owners into 7-figure business leaders. So if you have a business, if even 4 figures, 5, 6 figures, and you want to, you're at a revenue plateau or just slow to start, you want something to rocket you to success, this is one of them that's incredible, incredible keys, and 8 of them, in fact, that I found totally help myself and a lot of other 7-figure business leaders. There's also a freebie, short e-guide. It's not a ton of reading. It's not overwhelming. There's short, quick, powerful guides. You can almost call them cheat sheets that are, you know, 10, 15 pages long. The Influence and Persuasion Playbook. This is all about hearing more people say yes to you, to choose and support you, right? They hire you, they choose you, they support you, they work with you. The Influence and Persuasion Playbook is all about ethical and authentic persuasion and, of course, being unapologetically you and using some really cool principles, again, authentically, in a way to, I suppose, influence people and ethically persuade them to want to work with you, to want to do business with you. It'll make your videos themselves amazing as well. And I'll give you one more thing about body language that I forgot to touch on that I want to touch on as well. These are some goodies, some giveaways as well for you. Again, feel free to visit my YouTube channel as well. We'll put that in the post reels here or in the post in general. After the post, we'll put my YouTube channel there. And it's probably in my bio anyways on Big View. Otherwise, just search for James R. Elliott, Unleash Your Power, James R. Elliott. And you'll find all kinds of great stuff on YouTube as well. So there's two little guides for you that have come from my life's work. I hope you enjoy them. And I can promise you, you'll live even by a few of those principles and you will skyrocket to 7 figures faster than you can ever imagine.
And you, James, are a product of this work. Isn't that right? I mean, you are proof positive that putting into play these various principles and techniques that you are teaching, you're your own best at really proof of performance, right?
It's so true. Thank you for saying that and acknowledging it. And you're right. I've grown so much. I've lived through a lot. I've gone through a lot. None of us are perfect. And there's people that have gone through a lot more than me too. Although I've overcome it. And to your point, now I can actually support people who are the old version of me. I'm here now. I did all this stuff. I can show them that if you do this stuff, you know, 8 keys, whatever, it, you know, whatever you want, and you'll get here with me. So that's what I love to do. And that's absolutely right. I've spent a lot of money, time, energy, blood, sweat, tears, heartache, joy, success in the last over 24 years now. And I wouldn't in the moment, you know, in the moments years ago, you might be like, how would I ever say this? But I will say that I would never give it up or change any of it. I might have done some things differently. I'm super glad the experience happened and I had that experience for sure. And as I gave you some powerful, concise body language, remember not to be doing this when you communicate. It's very distracting and it actually shows that you're nervous over communicating powerfully. Pointed ideas, suggestions, intentional, like move with intentionality when you communicate and speak, just to tie out in that body language question is versus, well, I'm this and that, and you need to do this if you want to have a great date and find the relationship of your dreams and this and that. It's distracting and you seem nervous. So slow it down. Yes, gesture have powerful gestures and listen, listen. See, there we go again. Listen, listen.
Listen,
gesturing, listen. Body language is important, you know, and it's my invitation to use it. Use your hands versus just being, okay, we're going to talk about body language today. It's so important to you. And you're going to make lots of money if you master body. It just, it's boring.
I don't believe and, you.
Exactly.
And I don't believe exactly. You look like you have resting boss face.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
RBF, resting boss face. We don't want that.
That's hilarious. That is amazing. And exactly right. And it's boring. It's not interesting. It's just too plain Jane. No one's going to resonate with this. And we're talking about a very exciting topic right now. I can't even do it. Anyways.
I know. It's so incongruent. It doesn't work. And here's the thing that I've noticed too. People react to what they see. If you are unenthusiastic and boring and you're bored with the content and that's how you're reflecting, that's the way your audience or your customer or your potential customer is going to take it. Yeah. But if you're excited and engaged about whatever it is you're talking about, it really will mirror it back. Yeah. Hopefully, exactly. Anyway.
Well, exactly. there was a saying when I was at IBM, people will hear your smile through the phone, and they're right. You're in a great place, power posing, 478, whatever, they'll hear it through the phone, they'll see it through Big View. And my biggest piece of advice is just to have fun. The other F word that we all often hesitate, make it fun. Have fun. If you're not having fun, why are you doing it? Have fun, make it fun. That'll get you out of the, you know, cold, stone cold, I'm made of stone. We're going to talk about exciting stuff. Have some fun. That's what people will resonate with anyways. Sure, will some people not like it? Absolutely, that's a great thing. As we talked about, you want polarization. You want that polarization. Otherwise, it's going to be a weak, watered down message that no one hears because there's so much noise in the marketplace. No one's going to hear it anyways. And so forget about perfect. Forget about people not liking it. Talk to the old version of you. Talk to people who need your help. And desire that polarization. If you think you're going to piss someone off, unless you're deliberately being a jerk, it probably means you need to do that. You need to do that video, do that post, not edit it out, not, you know, silence all your gifts and all your talents. Someone needs to hear that. If you want to do it and you're afraid, oh, I might do this, it means it's powerful, pointed, and it means you got to do it. So go do it. Hop on video, hop on Big View, record it, do it, put it out there. That's my 2 cents.
Be salty, not vanilla.
right on. Look at that salty caramel, not vanilla. I love that.
There we go. Well, listen, James, this has been such a pleasure, and I've taken notes. I've got all my stuff here ready to go with my breathing technique and thinking about that as well as really embodying and thinking about who the learners are or how people need to be communicated to, because everyone's a little bit different, and being thoughtful about that.
Sure.
And really understanding how we have to be us, unapologetically us.
So thanks for having me here, everyone, and have a kick-ass rest of your week.
Thanks, James. We'll see ya.
Thank you as well, Sharon. Take care.